Well, UMD recently had a fascinating event take place right here on campus. They had a Shark Tank event. Maybe you've seen the show on television. Maybe you haven't. On the phone with us this morning is Mitchell Brown. He was the event co-director for UMD's Shark Tank. Hey, Mitchell, good morning.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Nice to have you on the line with us. Now, if folks haven't seen the Shark Tank show on television, can you tell us real quickly how it works?
Yeah, so the Shark Tank show online works by, there's a few different investors, Mark Cuban and three different other investors who essentially listen to entrepreneurs give pitches about business ideas that they have, businesses that are actively running. And they listen to these pitches, and they decide which ones they'd like to invest in, and then they go ahead and they invest in that.
Okay. So first you had to get pitches from UMD students, obviously. Where did you go to find the investors, and who did you snag for investors?
You know what? So we did it slightly different. So that that was how the show ran, but the way we did it is automatically first place. So we didn't necessarily do investors. We had judges that judged the pitches, and
okay.
Then our top three got actually a prize cash from that.
Nice.
So the first place, yeah, and so it's kind of neat. But the first place was able to take home $1,500. Second place, $875, and then third place at $650, which was pretty neat.
Well, yeah, except college students, you guys don't really ever really need money for anything, so.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're probably pretty blasé about that. So, all right, well, so you didn't have investors, you had judges instead. Who did you have for judges?
Right, so our judges were made up primarily of local entrepreneurs and CEOs. We had Kurt Walzak here from the CED, Patrice Bradley, Stevie Paulson, who owns a variety of businesses, Monique Forcier, and then Ben Mork. So it was made up primarily of local CEOs or, entrepreneurs from the area, which was pretty neat to get people with that type of background, that type of perspective to come into it. So it helped a lot.
Oh, absolutely. And I suppose they were looking forward to being, vicious perhaps to the contestants or, try to.
No, they were pretty good to them this year. They were pretty nice.
So did you have finalists? How many people did you have enter the competition or, how did you enter? Did you apply or was there some kind of an initial cut to get the field of candidates before you began?
Yep, so we held an application up on our website, which we marketed for, throughout the school and a variety of areas. And we received right around 20 applications, which was good. And it was a variety. It wasn't just, just the business school. It wasn't just engineering. We had, a good variety of ideas and inventions and businesses. So that was really good. And then from there, we had a panel of kind of some more business consultants who narrowed down from the 20 applications that we had and brought it down to about six. And at that point, we notified the six. We had them come in, and they kind of gave their practice pitch. And then from there, we actually selected who the actual six would be. And those were the ones that were chosen for the show.
Wow. So the event was last Monday. Did you go ahead and have it, kind of on a stage, like the TV show sort of thing, or how did the event look when people attended?
Yeah, so it was at the Marshall Performing Arts Center here at UMD. So it was in the theater. We had UMD catering out there, catering to the event. So, it was up on the theater. It kind of performed it as more of like a show coming up. So the way it worked is we kind of had one go up, and then they give about a 3-minute pitch, and then we allowed 10 minutes for questioning from the judges. And we also let the audience participate too. We made sure they had a microphone if they had any questions. So it was performed as kind of a show too. And then what was nice about it too is that we let the audience actually pick an audience choice award at the end, which was a $300 cash prize as well. So just keeping them engaged and active was kind of fun.
So did you expect at all, before we go on to the winners and we talk about them just a little bit, did you expect at all that there might have been some local entrepreneurs in the audience kind of talent spotting and getting ready to jump on these winners or, you know, or jump on somebody with a really good idea and say, hey, come to work for me.
Right. Yeah. You know, I definitely did not rule it out. I know last year's winner mentioned that he had a guy come up to him shortly after and talk about, you know, potentially working with him in the future and kind of the steps that they're going to take to make that actually happen. So going forward to this year, I mean, it was not something that we definitely ruled out.
Fantastic. So tell us about the winner. What was the winning idea and why, do you think?
Yeah, so the winning idea was Nathan Lipinski, who's a grad student here at UMD, and his idea was called the Freezer Friend. And what this was essentially a device that helped reduce the amount of foodborne illnesses in kind of a cost-effective manner. He had a small invention that you would place in packages and in your freezers, and if the power were to ever go out or it would go bad, it would tell you basically how long the food had been bad, and you know if it's a protein, if it's still edible at that point, or really, I guess, kind of the amount of time that it's been out for, and if it whether it is safe or not to eat. And it was good. We had great competition this year. You know, like I said, it wasn't all just business students. There were engineers, there were guys making music, there was people making some types of health at hand apps, and really a variety of ideas. But I think ultimately Nathan's idea was the best because it got the idea across. He explained it very well. He had a great pitch. And the product in general was great, very cost-effective, I guess.
As you watch this unfold, I'm just kind of curious because, you know, you mentioned that he had a great pitch. And that made me think back to speech and theater. And that made me think that, you know, perhaps somebody could have a really great pitch because they were a talented speaker, perhaps, but maybe not as great a product, or could even be vice versa. What was your sense of the speakers and their presentations? Did most of the, you know, ideas that were, say, a 9 have pitches that were also a 9? Or do you think maybe some good ideas were overlooked because the pitch wasn't as good, or vice versa?
You know, I think for the most part, they all did really well. I know a couple of them mentioned me. They're a little bit nervous beforehand going into it. They never spoke in front of a big crowd or, you know, given that type of speech. But I think once everybody was up there and the spotlight was on them, they did all just fine, honestly. I thought, you know, for the most part, they were really good. And so I think that led to, I think the good ones, or I mean the top three, sorry, I should say, placed there because of their pitches. And I think, you know, but also going on the other end, I think some of the ones who did not get chosen also did have great speeches. And I was a little bit surprised kind of by their selection on a few of them. But overall, they're all great pitches and very great ideas. There's a lot of talent. You know, I think it could have gone either way. Really, any of the top six could have been in the top three. So we're all very, very happy.
So it sounds like the kind of thing that you're hoping to continue to do again next year. Was last year the first one?
Yeah, so last year was actually put on as a senior project by two UMD entrepreneurship students who graduated. And then this year we got called in and asked if this was something we wanted to continue, and if so, if that's something we were willing to take on. And we were, you know, more than willing. I actually went to it last year. It was awesome. I had a ton of fun going. And so this year, just being able to organize it all and host it just seemed kind of like, why not, you know, something I had to take advantage of. So we're definitely going to be looking to keep this going within next year and hopefully years to come as well.
Well, and just expand the guest list a little bit, you know, try to find a few of those entrepreneurs and mention the nice dinner and the whole bit, or the, you know, the nice nibbles and the whole bit, and start getting those folks up there. It'd be great to see all the top six just swarmed with people waving checks. That's what we'd like to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mitchell, thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us this morning.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Mitchell Brown, the event co-director for the second UMD Shark Tank event.